Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. In the past few minutes, Iran has confirmed that it's broken another condition of the nuclear deal reached with world powers in 2015, but says it doesn't want to abandon the agreement. At a news conference in Tehran, the deputy foreign minister said Tehran had exceeded the level of uranium enrichment set out in the deal. Earlier, the French president, Emmanuel Macron, spoke to his Iranian counterpart, Hassan Rouhani, to look at ways of rescuing the agreement, which has been jeopardized by US sanctions. Here's our Middle East analyst, Alan Johnston.
Those American sanctions are extremely comprehensive, and whatever mechanism the European governments might try to fashion, the fact is multinational European companies, if they're given a choice, do you want to trade with Iran and risk the wrath of the US Treasury, run afoul of those US sanctions laws, those companies are always going to choose to deal with America rather than Iran.
Leaked emails from the British ambassador to Washington, Kim Darroch, have described President Trump's administration as inept, insecure, and incompetent. Andy Moore reports.
Kim Darroch writes that it's doubtful the Trump administration will ever look competent. He says you need to make your points simple, even blunt, in order to get through to the president. One memo sent only last month says America's policy on Iran is incoherent and chaotic. It states Mr. Trump's public claim that he decided against attacking Iran because it would cause 150 deaths just doesn't stand up. The Foreign Office said the British public would expect their ambassadors to provide an honest, unvarnished assessment of the politics in their countries.
The Afghan government says 8 members of the security forces have been killed and scores wounded in a bomb blast in Ghazni in the east of the country. A suicide bomber detonated a truck laden with explosives. The Taliban said they carried out the attack. African leaders are gathering in Niger today for a regional summit at which they are due to sign a landmark trade agreement. The African Continental Free Trade Area is the product of 17 years of negotiations. Its aim is to promote a significant increase in goods exchanged within Africa. The head of the Egyptian Football Association, Hani Abu Raida, has resigned after his country was knocked out of the Africa Cup of Nations. The coach has also been sacked. Egypt, the hosts, were beaten 1-0 by the rank outsiders South Africa, who play Nigeria in the quarterfinals. And that's the latest BBC News.